It is Troy with Rural Focus. Time right now to catch up with Senior Associate at Valenti Lawyers in Nick Steinsvag. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Now, this morning, speaking trademarks and business names. So,
right.
Firstly, what's a trademark?
Look, a trademark is essentially a sign which can include logos, pictures, words, and shapes that a business uses to identify or brand its products that it's supplying or the services that it supplies, and really to distinguish its goods and services from others in the marketplace. You can register these, but they don't have to be registered. You
okay.
can have an unregistered logo that you continue to use. But if you want, businesses do have the option of registering their trademarks with IP Australia to get certain protections under the Trademarks Act.
Okay.
So that's essentially a trademark. It's a sign or a mark that you use to brand your goods and services.
All right. So what's a business name?
A business name can be similar. You can have a trademark that is the same as a company's business name, but the business name is what is really a trading name, and it's the name used by the entity that owns the business, which might be a company or a sole trader or a partnership, and it's the name that entity trades under. It used to be called a trading name, now called the business name, and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments
okay.
Commission, and you can register them on there. But the real purpose of a business name is to help people identify who owns the business. You can
right.
search the register of that. So they can often be the same. You'll register a trademark that's the same as your business name, but they are different.
So for the people who have got businesses out there, and a lot of people that listen to the show do, what's the best way that they can protect their business?
Well, it depends a little bit on where you're at in the market
yep.
and what your goals are. For most people, the first thing they're going to want to do is register a business name, because if you intend to trade under a particular name that is different to, if it's a sole trader, different
yep.
to that individual's name or different to a company's name, which would include using the PTY LTD in your company. If you want to trade under any other name, you need to register your business name. Now, that won't give you protection and stop other people from using a name similar to that business name. The best way your listeners can protect their businesses is by registering a trademark.
Okay.
So using the words, and they might be the same words in their trading name
okay.
or their business name, but registering those on with IP Australia. And
okay.
what that does is give them protections to stop other people from using that name or logo or sign. There are other common examples of trademarks that include things like the Nike swoosh kick
yep.
and
yep.
Logos like that. You can Cadbury trademarked the particular shade of purple that it uses on its chocolate. There's a variety of things you can do which would protect your branding, your logo, your image in relation to just those goods and services that
mm-hmm.
you are providing. And that will give them protection to stop other people from abusing their brand, essentially.
Right. So what can people do if, say, somebody is using their business's trademarks? Is there something that people can do?
Absolutely. And that's
yep.
that's the main purpose of the Trademarks Act, is to simplify and sort of give teeth to a bit more of these protections. If you have registered a trademark, you can rely on the Trademarks Act to compel someone to stop using your particular logo or trademark
okay.
or even a logo or trademark that is substantially similar to it. So they've ripped off a little bit, changed a few of the letters around, but causing confusion, you still think they're trying to siphon away customers. The Trademarks Act would allow you to get an injunction for the person to stop, to seek damages or compensation for any loss that you might have suffered. So there's lots of avenues under the Trademarks Act. If you haven't registered a trademark, there are still other avenues to protect your brand and your business. The what was the Trade Practices Act and is now part of the Australian Consumer Law has concepts of misleading and deceptive conduct, which would prevent other people from trying to deceive customers into thinking that what they are selling actually came from you. And there's some other common law courses of action called passing off, which is a very similar concept, but all are much harder to prove than the Trademarks Act, which
right.
are far easier remedy.
All right.
So there's the kinds of things. Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. So if you want to know more about trademarks or maybe a business name, maybe about a website address, get in contact with the team there at Valenti Lawyers today. Nick, what's the best way to get in contact with you there?
You can either shoot us an email or contact us on 9224 6222 or hop online and visit our website at valentilawyers.com.au.
All right. Now, we were speaking off air, mate, and you thought it might be a good idea to try and see if we can get some farmers on, maybe, you know, if they want to know things about agribusiness or farm.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you look after all of that?
We certainly do. Okay. We do a lot of work in the rural sector and have a lot of rural clients. So we're keen to hear from any of your listeners that if there are any particular topics that they would like us to cover in these legal chats. And we're happy to canvass them at a sort of general level.
Yeah. Yep.
Anything, of course, that we're discussing on these chats is all at a very high generic level, and listeners shouldn't just be relying on that for their legal advice. They should either speaking with us here or seeking out their own independent legal advice.
All right. So if you need some guidance about your farm or agribusiness or maybe an abattoir or something like that, would be the best way, mate? Would you want them to get in contact directly with you, or what would be the best way? Yeah. Okay.
Well, contacting anyone on the team here at Valenti Lawyers on 9224622, our contact number, or through our website.
All right. So if you're a farmer out there, go ahead and do that. Nick, thanks for your time today, mate.
Thank you very much for having me, Troy.